In Turkey's southeastern Gaziantep province, the destruction is overwhelming. As Stephanie Decker reports, thousands of families have been displaced and homes reduced to rubble.
Nurdagi has been frozen in time. Life changed here at 4:17 a.m. that Monday morning. You can just get a sense looking at these buildings. This is an entire residential area. This has been completely destroyed, but you also have other parts of the city where the apartment blocks still stand, but they're so structurally unsafe. And if you go through them, there's an eerie feeling here of where life has absolutely changed, where it's ended. You can see the balconies, you can see the incredible cracks of the buildings. This is why also the army here is telling us to be very careful when we operate, because of the danger of them actually having pieces fall off. A lot of people we've been talking to saying that within seconds, the entire earth shook, the entire building shook. In this building, we're told only two people lost their lives. The rest managed to get out. And then, of course, we have the ongoing rescue and recovery operation. Incredibly, in the last 24 hours or so, they managed to pull a mother and her child from this location. One of the workers here, one of the rescue workers, is a volunteer. He has six members of his family still left on the second floor of this building. You have relatives, as we've been seeing, across the southeastern region, waiting for news of their loved ones. This lady has been sitting in prayer for over an hour. And then now when we're walking through these apartment blocks, you see a television screen, a chandelier, curtains still hang. It's incredibly difficult to convey the sense of devastation, the sense of loss. One man we spoke to who has a shop here and also is from here said life is over in Nurdagi. Nurdagi is no longer on the map. So very difficult to see how in an instant everything has changed for over hundreds of thousands of people.
Well, Dr. Iqbal Omar is the head of health with the humanitarian organisation Mercy Malaysia. He joins us from Adana now. We appreciate your time. What are the critical humanitarian needs that are required right now?
Currently, I'm at the ground in Usmania area. So the needs are, like shelters, winter blankets, food, they left their houses with their own clothing, so they didn't carry much, so they need almost everything in the field.
The trauma that people are facing there is just immense, isn't it? What have your team been witnessing? What have they been saying?
We have visited a few evacuation centers in the Usmania area. People are, I could say, they're coping quite well. With us also, we have a mental health and psychosocial support officer. So we have did some assessment, and we are trying to assist the local psychosocial team with some hardwares as well as activities and participate in activities.
What are the challenges, then, that are facing aid organisations like yourselves as this crisis continues?
We were able to provide the some immediate relief items, sometimes the transportation to, like, we wanted to move on to other areas. The weather is an issue because of the snow and icy roads. So otherwise, I think we don't have much of a challenge, I think.
What is the focus, then, of your organisation right now?
Oh, currently, we are doing assessment and relief. So focusing on health needs as well as in working with the AFAT, the local disaster response organisation. We are looking into the temporary housing, like containers, providing containers. We will be collaborating with them after the assessment, and also to provide the healthcare services, because we are, our team is working with the two Malaysian practicing in Turkey. So we are providing the mobile clinics in evacuation centers, and also to expand our psychosocial services. We have just started today, then probably we'll expand to other places if possible. And of course, immediate relief to provide the immediate relief items like the blankets, child essential needs like diapers, some children food, and also the food pack to the families, right.
We'll leave it there, Dr. Iqbal Omar. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having us.